Well, that's the sound of Britain's Young Musician of the Year. Here in the studio with me, 16-year-old David Pyatt playing the French horn. David, you were only 14 when you won the competition, the youngest ever winner. How did you first become interested in music?
I started playing the piano when I was about six. Then, when I was 8 and a half, I took up playing the horn at my local junior school, where we had offers of lessons. Dad used to play the horn when he was at school, so we had the old one up in the loft. I got that down and started on that.
Was the French horn a difficult instrument to come to grips with?
I don't think it was any more difficult than most instruments I'd start with. It was just a matter, really, of practicing. And I was like any other kid who started playing an instrument. I had to be chivied on to practice, really.
It's not an overly large instrument. It's a rather strange-looking instrument, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think if all the tubing was flattened out, it would come to about 25 feet, which is why the tubing's all been coiled round. You know, if you ever see a horn in the orchestra, you could recognise it instantly because it's all coiled round. It started off actually as a very short instrument, a matter of a few inches, which was played by the French in the hunting field, which is why it's now called the French horn. Then over time, people started adding bits on, like the vowels, and so now it's, like I said, it's about 25 feet long, and it's all coiled round.
It's like a curly trumpet, really, isn't it? That's how
right.
You could describe it. How much time do you spend practicing?
It depends. Can be anything up to 6 or 7 hours a day, but that's very rarely. Normally 2 or 3, depending on what I've got coming up.
Has it affected your way of life?
It's obviously a big chunk out of the day, 3 hours practice every day. And there is that pressure of having to practice every day. But, I enjoy it. I wouldn't do it otherwise.
I would imagine then that this means that you had to give up certain things.
Yeah, I used to play rugby a lot for the school, but the danger of being kicked in the face was so great I actually had to give up, which is a pity.
You enjoyed your rugby?
I certainly did.
But not as much as music?
No, it's not going to be a way of life.
Do you manage to find time to play in any orchestras?
Yeah, I play in the National Youth Orchestra, and I also play in any local orchestras, you know, for concerts and stuff.
Is it your ambition to play in an orchestra when you leave school?
When I leave, I want to go to university first and then decide what I'm going to do from there. Probably play in an orchestra and do solo stuff as well. I think it's the best way of doing it.
Have you made any records yet?
I took part in the Thames television series, which is called Solo, and there's about 6 of us on that, and all our contributions were put onto CD.
What was the music called?
It's Le Basque by Marin Murray.
Lovely, David. Thank you for joining us in the studio. Perhaps you could stay with us and help read out the birthdays.
I'd love to.
That's later in the programme. Now it's time for this week's story. Willie Rushton, Brian Blessed, Sue Pollard and Derek Griffiths are joined by the BBC Concert Orchestra to tell 3 of Aesop's fables: The Fox and the Crow, The Oak and the Reed, and The Ant and the Grasshopper. And listen carefully, because I shall be telling you later about this week's competition.
When the orchestra gets together, it's like a big family gathering. And whether it belongs to the brass family, like the trombone, or the string family, like the violin, or the woodwind, like the flute, or the percussion, like the drum. Each musical instrument has its own character and can play a part in a story. This is the tale of the fox and the crow. The fox is played by the trombone, so. And the saxophone plays the crow. One flying high, and one trotting low, as both on the hunt for food would go. Now the fox hadn't eaten for many a day and was hoping to find some tasty prey. Weak from hunger, he began to stumble. You could even hear his stomach rumble. A nice fat hen was his for the taking, but a dog scared him with such fierce barking. Fox was left so afraid and a-shaking. All four knees were a-quiver and quaking. A rabbit he chased, but was far too slow. He saw the rabbit just go, go, go. He wandered aimlessly to and fro and felt his hunger grow, grow, grow. Meanwhile, our friend the crow, flying high, flying low, flapping fast, flapping slow, kept an eye out for food below. When down in a meadow a farmer she saw, who after his lunch was having a snore for a while, in the cool shade of some trees, having eaten everything but a piece of cheese. That piece of cheese caught the crow's beady eye. Down she swooped and scooped up the cheese and flew off with it in her beak to the trees. Then the sly old fox came trotting by, and the piece of cheese caught his greedy eye. But how to get it from the crow?
Well, I don't know, but it's worth a try.
Oh, crow,
he said,
you're a beautiful bird, but sad to say, your song I've not heard. Well, I've heard you squawk, and I've heard you caw, but I'm sure you're capable of so much more. Oh, crow, up in your tree.
Won't you sing a little song? Just sing a little song for me.
Oh, fox, how kind of you. Yes, I'll try a little song. I'll sing a little note or two. Caw, 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 caw.
How delightful.
Caw, caw.
Truly frightful. I can't hear from down here.
Sing again.
Sing out loud and clear.
Oh, I'd like to please, but if I sing a little louder, I might drop my teeth.
Rain and shine, you look so fine, and your feathers are a treat. But when you croak, it's no joke. Just go tweet, tweet, tweet. Dear crow, please sing some more, a little louder than before. good day. Good day. I must be on my way. But now you know that fine words don't mean all they say.
This is the story of the oak and the reed. The oak is played by one of the lowest instruments, the tuba. And the reed, on the other hand, by one of the highest, a tiny recorder. The blackbird by the piccolo. The owl by the flute. The squirrel by the clarinet. And the woodpecker by me. Once there was a tree that had grown from a little acorn into a big oak. And in that tree, there lived an owl. And in that tree, there lived a blackbird. And in that tree, there lived a squirrel. And in that tree, there lived a woodpecker. And in the shade of the big oak tree grew a little reed, fluttering to and fro in every breath of wind. As the wind blew, the oak stirred its leaves and spoke.
Oh, reed, how little you are, how truly, truly free. From your loneliness downward, there can't be much to see. While I, great oak, have grown so big, I can see from my topmost twig the sea you'll never see. I can see the white sails go. I can see the white waves roll. Sights you'll never know.
But the reed made no reply. It just blew in the wind. And from its hole in the oak, the owl hooted. And from its nest in the oak, the blackbird chuckled. And from its branch in the oak, the squirrel giggled. And the woodpecker went on pecking. But then there came a wind from the sea, a fierce wind blowing stronger and stronger, and the oak shouted to the reed above the roar of the wind.
How goes it, little reed? How can you outlive this gale? You look so weak, you look so pale. With my strong trunk, I'll never fail. Blow it loud, and blow it long. Ho, 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 little reed, what do you say?
And still the reed made no reply. It just blew and blew, and the faster blew the wind, the faster blew the reed, dancing in the wind. But the oak, being so thick and stiff, couldn't blow as fast as the reed, however much it tried. It strained and groaned. Shaken from its deepest roots to its topmost shoots, it couldn't play the wind like the reed. As fast as the wind blew, the reed blew too. Until there was a mighty creak and a crack. All the animals and creatures that lived in the oak scampered and flew away, and then the great oak, uprooted by the gale, crashed to the ground. Just kept blowing and blowing until the wind had blown itself out. And the reed could stand still at last. Then the owl and the blackbird and the squirrel. Not to mention the woodpecker, all found another oak in which to make their home, this time in an oak that didn't boast. And as for the tiny reed, it just kept blowing in the wind. Summer was coming to an end. The grasshopper, who had sung every day as long as the sun was up, was making the most of the last warm days of sunshine. While the ant, feeling winter drawing near, was busy all day laying in stores of food. She was struggling to drag an ear of wheat 6 times her size along the ground back to her nest when she passed the grasshopper, perched on a blade of grass, singing his favorite song.
Oh, I don't have much to do, but go fiddle-diddle-diddly-boo. And when I stop to another grasshopper, I hop, sing fiddle-diddle-diddly-dee. Sing fiddle diddle diddly dum, a fiddly diddly dee, a fiddly diddly boo, a fiddly diddly 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 dum.
The exhausted ant asked the grasshopper,
"Can you help this working ant? See how I strain, see how I pant, to lay in stores for winter's near. Snow and ice will soon be here. Then there'll be no food around but what we've stored underground. And those who have not planned ahead will soon be hungry, soon be dead."
But the grasshopper just gave a little laugh and said,
"Sorry, can't stop, got to hop, hop, to the next grass top. Go fiddly diddly doo, the whole day through. Fiddly diddly 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 bop. Play my fiddle, sing my song, sing and dance the whole day long. Go fiddly diddly boo, fiddly diddly boo, fiddly diddly 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 dong.
But the ant thought differently.
When winter comes with ice and snow, you'll sing a different song, I know. You'll come knocking at my door and ask the rich to help the poor. And hop it, that's what I'll say. You fiddled all the summer away while I labored, come what may, to save up for a rainy day.
And that's exactly what happened. When winter came, the ant had plenty of stores of food, lots to eat, but the poor grasshopper had none. Weak from hunger and shivering with cold, the grasshopper came knocking on the ant's door.
Can you spare a bite to eat?
A bit of meat.
A bit of wheat for a poor old hopper who's come a cropper and doesn't know what to fiddly do for food but go fiddly diddly do, do, do.
But the ant didn't feel at all sorry for him.
It's no good now to sing for your supper. I won't even give you a cuppa. You didn't help me lay in stores, so now you stay out of doors. Now it may seem hard and a bit unkind, but you'll have to live on what you find. So now, to keep the cold at bay, hop it, that's what I say.
And that's exactly what he did. Well, he had to, because hopping was the only way he could keep warm that winter. And he said as he hopped,
I don't want to sing for my supper again. Next summer, I'll work and play. Oh, I don't have much to do but sing fiddle-diddle-diddle-dee-boo. But when I stop to another grass top, I hop, sing fiddle-diddle-diddle-dee-dee. Sing fiddle-diddle-diddle-dee-bop. A fiddly-diddly-boo, a fiddly-diddly-boo, a fiddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-bop. Play my fiddle, sing my song, sing and dance the whole day long. Sing fiddly diddly boo the whole day through. Yeah, fiddly diddly doo the whole day through.
Now don't you come knocking on my door next. Now when you fiddle, I did this and
Come along. Play my fiddle, sing my song, sing and dance the whole day long. Sing fiddly diddly boo the whole day through.
Aesop's Fables were told by Willie Rushton, Brian Blessed, Sue Pollard and Derek Griffiths with the BBC Concert Orchestra. Now, I hope you were listening carefully to those stories because we want you to draw on a postcard a scene from one of those three Aesop's Fables. You can draw a scene from either The Fox and the Crow, The Oak and the Reed or The Ant and the Grasshopper. And we've got four prizes this week. Three of the best entries will get one of these lovely books I have here. They're in the Eyewitness Guide series and they're all about music. It's beautifully illustrated with colourful pictures and diagrams of how the instruments are made. They're published by Dorling Kindersley and they're really smashing. And our fourth prize winner will get the original illustration of our programme that's published in today's Sunday Correspondent. And thanks to John Jensen who drew the sketch. Now don't forget, postcards only please. Draw any scene from today's stories. Now it's time to read out the club members' birthday greetings, and helping me read them out is Young Musician of the Year, David Pyatt. Happy birthday to Rachel Collins, Rowan Greenaway, Eva Serioni and Jennifer Allen.
To Melissa Burkovey, Catherine Simmons, David Berkman and Katie Brickle.
Kate Pedvin, Christopher Clapham, Jennifer Nicholson and James Pearson.
And Matthew Monkman, Jess Fraser-Gausman, Katie Knight, Lynn Stevenson.
Happy birthday to Matthew Marsden, James Neal, Damien Trotman and Matthew Darby.
And Kay Stott, Benjamin Beaton, Paul Short and Francis Webb.
Happy birthday to Catherine Miles, Paul Hollingshead, Jessica Phillips and Amy Milliams.
Graham Dunsterville, Stephen Berryman, Stuart Bell and Cameron Atterwell.
Best wishes to Jonathan Burden, Sharon Hewitt, Giles Willey and James and Alexander Barksby.
Eleanor Bradbury, Manuela Blackburn, Rebecca Slee and Nicola Ashmore.
Rachel Angus, Robert Newton, Edward Cave and Joanna Colebrook.
And Nikki Withers, Charlotte Hanson and Polly Goulder.
And finally Sammy Reeval and Tara Johnson. Thank you, David. That's about all we have time for this week. The address to send your competition entries to is Cat's Whiskers Spring Special, BBC PO Box 40, Manchester M601FR. And remember, postcards only, please. Next week, Willie Rushton, Derek Griffith, Susan Sheridan and the BBC Concert Orchestra will be back with some more of Aesop's fables. We'll have the results of this week's competition, your birthday greetings and a look at how music can tell stories by using sound. Till then, goodbye.
And While the Cat's Away was presented by Julie Mayer. The storytellers of Aesop's Fables were Willie Rushton, Sue Pollard, Brian Blessed and Derek Griffiths, and they were accompanied by the BBC Concert Orchestra, conducted by Barry Wordsworth and led by Martin Loveday. The producer of Aesop's Fables was Brian Scott Hughes, and the series producer is Julia Brooke. And the address to write to is Cat's Whiskers Spring Special, BBC, PO Box 40, Manchester M60 1FR.